You have come a hell of a way in a short period of time, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been really good, actually. Like, I've learned so much, and obviously I've only been racing for the last 2 years, but I've been really lucky, I think, in like many ways. For one, from my beginning in road racing, I went straight into an awesome team that had people that just knew, or Benny, for example.
Yep.
He's been in the game for a long time, and those are the sort of people that you need to be able to, for me to speed up my learning process, so I've been lucky that I've had him by my side the whole time, and he's been, you know, stepping me through how the whole game works, and it's my second time around now this year, and we've just finished, so I can say for me that I've learned a hell of a lot, and also being two different classes each year, so I've had to learn. The first year was road racing, the second year was a bigger bike and tyre consumption and you know, everything bike set up. It's been a lot more finicky this year than it was last year, but I have learned a hell of a lot in a short period of time, and I'm enjoying it. I'm honestly just need to keep this going, and we're here now in Grand Prix, so this is another branch off, and a big branch off the Australian racing, but I can hopefully, if there's some dry time this weekend, we'll be able to use some of our knowledge. I'm lucky I've got the team here. I'll be able to use that knowledge to set this bike up and see if we can do all right this weekend and do some good times.
And Troy is there as well, Bayliss.
Oh, yeah.
With a vast...
The Bayliss is they're in the team, and it's awesome to have Ollie along as well.
I'm
sure everyone has seen some of the funny stuff that we do every weekend when we go racing, and that's part of it. It's so much fun being at the races. Ollie and I have a ball every single time we go to the track, so it's going to be cool, awesome fun in the Australian Championship next year. I'm so looking forward to it, and we'll see what happens.
You're running the 600 next year?
We haven't decided yet, actually. Most likely, yes.
Yeah.
Just a superbike's a big step, and I've only been racing for 2 years, so again, like, to learn to ride a superbike next year and be racing at the same time as those guys at the level that they're riding at, those guys, it would be super tough. So I'm pretty sure we're going to be on the 600 next year again, and just try and win a championship. That would be the goal.
You're only 17, aren't you?
Yeah.
17. I mean, it's a huge achievement in the years that you've been doing it, for one thing.
Yeah, well, considering that I didn't have any idea what was going on, this weekend here marks 2 years since I first came to a road. I think 2 weeks before this weekend in 2015, I went to my first road race meeting at Wakefield Park and watched Troy Herfoss. Troy Herfoss won the Australasian Superbike Championship down there. So I went to that, and then I enjoyed that so much we came down here. We drove down to the night on a Thursday night and watched all 3 days here that year. And I came last year, obviously, and raced the 600 for the first time. And now we're here racing Moto3. It's like crazy, crazy fast.
P3 in the Super Sport. Yeah. That's where you finished for 2000 and
it just shows that, that as the time goes on, we were learning and I was gaining experience and just really just changing my riding style from a 300 and being smooth and whatever to being on an aggressive 600. And at the end of the season, we were one of the fastest in the whole field. So I think third place in the championship didn't really represent how good we went. We had a mechanical at Morgan Park when I was second in the championship, and then we got taken out of Eastern Creek, so I had three DNFs this year, and none of them were being for my fault either, which really hurt. But but anyway, I think Ted was too far in front anyway for us to win, but I think second, we were only 6 points in the end of second, so I'm not too stressed about it. Like we had a good year and learned a ton, so yeah, next year should be a lot easier now.
This must be a dream for you.
Yeah.
In this camp here and then going on the grid with the Moto 3 guys.
Yeah, it's been crazy. Last weekend was just full gas all weekend. Yeah. We got there on, got to Japan on Tuesday, when we picked the bike up on Wednesday and unpacked it out of the crate. And we just really had no idea. We were all, I think Benny as well, was just looking over the bike, just trying to learn and familiarise himself and make sure he kind of knew what was happening. Japan was, it was, the weather really just made it such a tough weekend, but I learned a lot, so I think. The weather, in that one dry session all weekend, and the reason we went to Japan was to get a week of experience before we came here. We were unlucky that we didn't have any dry time, so we didn't get to learn as much as we would have liked, but I think, well, I know what it's like now, I know what to expect, and that's a big boost for me to head into this weekend and at a track I know, on a bike that I know sort of now, and in front of everyone at my
home ground.
Home Grand Prix is going to be an awesome experience, and I'm really, really looking forward to this weekend. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, to me, you qualified, which is a huge task, because it's about 45 of the grid, isn't it?
It was hard to... I was happy because we had no experience with the bike or the track or tyres and whatnot. That was our big expectation. We had to qualify, and I got it done in the second session, only having done... I had a crash in the first session, so I only got to do, I think, 4 laps in that session, and then in the second session, I did it within 3 laps, so we were good for qualifying, to qualify for the race, so we were happy with that, and then after that, just the conditions were just so bad, so it was hard to progress from there, and we just worked on the bike a little bit and tried to make it a bit easier for me to ride and kind of... Not more like my 600, but I think it's a big step to go from a 600 to back to a Moto 3, a World Moto 3, and just the difference in chassis is massive. So we just tried to make it work, and I think in the end, in the race, we finished in the lead lap. That was our second goal. So we've got that weekend's worth of knowledge now, and into this weekend, and hopefully. Makes it a lot easier.
Going to do Malaysia or yeah?
I'm not sure. I doubt it. It's hard to get the bike over there, and the reason we got to do Japan was because we bought the bike off Kiefer Racing, and they brought it. That the reason they were going to bring it here was just in their package, like the big thing. So that it was coming to Japan anyway. So that's the reason why we flew over to Japan. It was a lot easier. But now that the bike's here, I'm not sure. Depends on how this weekend goes. If I happen to be fast this weekend, then maybe it's on the cards. It's not really very. It's not really a hard thing to get it over there. It's just getting it back will be hard. But this weekend goes all right. It's possible, but at the moment, I think we're just going to race this weekend and then Ricky. Well, it's Ricky's bike. He can take it to the track and have a bit of a blast on it.
Yeah. What so after this weekend and going into 2018, what's on the lines for Tom?
I'm just going to keep training and stay fit over the summer. I'm sure I've still got a few times on the bike. Benny Cube Performance Centre has a track day at Morgan Park
right.
in a few weeks, so I'll be up there for that, and I might have a ride on Superbike up there just for a bit of fun. I think Ollie's going to ride one of my 600s.
Okay.
So I might be able to jump on the Ducati maybe and do a session or two, and that'll be fun. But yeah, for me, if I still ride on 600, I'll just be head down with my mechanic Marty, and we'll just try and make the best preparation. Probably you're going to be testing through the year before World Superbike, and hopefully come here and be low 35s all weekend. That's what our goal is.
Yeah.
After that ASBK round last weekend, we've kind of talked it over, and you know, we're going to find out where I was slow and how I can be faster. So yeah, we'll come down here and test before World Supers, and yeah, we'll try and make it as easy as we can. But yeah, for me, I'll just keep fit over the summer, and I'm gonna have a lot of fun as well. As school holidays will be coming up pretty soon, and I'll be full gas, probably doing stuff. I'm sure I'll be hanging out with Ollie a fair bit on probably go water skiing and stuff in the heat up on the Gold Coast. But yeah, I'm not really haven't really planned anything major yet, but yeah, we'll see what happens. Should be cool.
I wish you all the best, mate.
And thank you.
You're doing us proud. You really
thank
are,
you. Cheers.
For such a young, talented young fella.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, I watched you at Queensland Raceway. You were there doing when the FX guys were there, and I watched you there. And I thought,
was that?